Okay, so today we're going to build the altar. We talked about the location of the altar and the history of where it was built. And the rest of chapter 2 goes into details. It was a kind of a layered building. It was a huge structure. And it was wider on the bottom, then it got a little bit more narrow. And there were a number of different ramps that were built. No less than 3 ramps, actually. There was a parapet, a walk-around area about halfway up the altar. There was something called a revucha, which was like a little window or actually space on the side of one of the altars and the ramps, and you would put things in there until they kind of got spoiled. That's if a korban didn't work out. And there was, you know, that was a sophisticated structure to some degree. So I'm not going to go through all those details with you, but I wanted to conclude by sharing with you about the building of the altar. And this is the end of chapter 2 of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Kishaboinin ha-mizbeach, when you build the mizbeach, the Rambam says, boinim oisei kulei otum. It cannot be built with vacancies, hollow areas inside, which is usually how we would tend to build a platform like that. You build a structure out of wood, today we would use steel, and you have a facade. But that's not how you build the altar. It has to be built kemin amud. It's like a pillar. It was solid. The whole thing was solid. In Eisim Becholo Klal, there's allowed to be absolutely no vacant areas. No empty area in the entire altar. Now remember, we talked about this. It's talking 15 feet high. You're talking 45, 50 feet wide by 50 feet. It's a huge structure. All solid. Mevi Avanim Shleimis, you bring intact stones. Very large ones. The largest ones we can get. And then you bring Ketanias. You bring some smaller ones, because there's going to be gaps. And in between the gaps, you got to fill in with some smaller stones, maybe even pebbles, I don't know. Maybe sid, you bring cement, you bring zephes, you bring tar, pitch, koinia, various other kinds of materials, plaster like that. Mamacha v'shoyfich l'teich mal bin gadol. You build this huge structure, this kind of a... The outer arena of the altar is going to have a frame built around it. Almost like a form, a huge form. And you take this huge form, this is how you would build the altar. You would, I guess, throw stones in there, and you would continue to make sure that nothing was, there was no emptiness. So it's a large stone, another stone, you got to fill it with smaller stones, and you got to layer it slowly with pitch and cement. And slowly but surely, you build this altar up, but you're working within a frame. So everything has to fit within the frame, and at the edges, where there's kind of jagged areas from the stone, fill it with cement. And you build this huge frame, and it has to be filled 100%. Now, v'noisim b'teich ha-binyin guf shal eitz ha-even b'keren d'rei mis mizrachis k'midas ha-yesed. You have to actually build some kind of frame so that you can make a ramp. You got to build a ramp or something. So you build it right, make a frame for the ramp. And also, the altar had protrusions, what we call koronos, these 4 corners. And they were like kind of coming up. So the altar, that had to be built. Also was made of cement, and the Rambam says something very interesting, that was allowed to be hollow. So there was just a kind of a form, and there was plaster poured inside and cement, and those corners were actually hollow.
But couldn't there steps instead of the ramp?
No steps. We learned about that a couple of days ago. I have to walk respectfully up the altar. Now, the Mizbeach, most of it had something called the Yesod, which is the foundational area, the foundational footprint, but not all of it. And the Rambam says something very interesting, though. Even though we learned before that the site is exact and precise, and even though we learned before that the size shouldn't be changed, the Rambam says, but midas orcha, you midas rabbi, the size of the mizbeach, and even midas koimasoi, even the height, ain't a ma'akvin. It does not disable you from using this altar. So the Evan Ha'azal says, clearly the Rambam is talking to us earlier, lechatchila. Ideally, to begin with, we should build a perfect altar. However, if it didn't work out that way, all right, so then it still works. But certain things are not negotiable. For example, the fact that the altar has to be solid, the fact that it has to have intact, perfect stones, these are not negotiable details. That has to be. It's an absolute. And the very smallest an altar can be is an amma by an amma, 3 ammas high, which is tiny, really. An amma by an amma is 18 inches by 18 inches, and then, you know, the three times the height, which would be the area of the marocha, the area of the actual part of the Mizbeach that was used in the Midbar, in the desert with Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishkan. A Mizbeach shenivgam mibinyanei, a Mizbeach that is damaged in any way, shape, or form. Im nivgam mibinyanei tefach, if the damage is the amount of a tefach, which is about the size of a man's fist, possible. The homizbeach is disqualified. And it goes without saying that if a stone of the mizbeach is damaged, that would render the altar possible. It would not be usable. You'd have to actually dismantle, take out whatever stone was damaged, or whatever stone had metal touched, as we discussed earlier, and replace it. Why is this so? So there's actually a dispute between the Rishonim, what the reason for this is. Is it a din, is it a rule in the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach has to be made in a complete way. And if the Mizbeach is missing, then something's wrong with the Mizbeach. So if there's a gap in the actual Mizbeach, we have a disqualified Mizbeach. Or is this a general rule in the Beis HaMikdash, that everything in the Beis HaMikdash has to be perfect? And if there are gaps, and the size of a tefach would already account for a significant enough gap, that would mean it's not appropriate for Beis HaMikdash. The difference, of course, would be whether something like this would happen in the other parts of the Beis HaMikdash structure. The Rebbe says that would be the difference if there would be a gap like this in the wall of the Azara, in the wall of the outer courtyard. If you say it's a special halacha about the Mizbeach, so it wouldn't disqualify another part of the structure. However, the common approach that's taken is that it's not simply a law in Mizbeach, but this is part of Tamus or Shlemus, intactness and perfectness that we have to use when we serve Hashem, and as such, if you have a gap or an area missing, somebody had damaged the walls, you would have to first replaster, re-cement, put lime, and everything would be perfect and intact, and only then would you be able to allow it to properly use the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, for its various functions. And that, my dear friends, concludes the second Perek of Hilchos Beis HaBechira and the laws of the altar, and we will move forward tomorrow by learning about the menorah.